You're listening to SBS News.
The end of one year and beginning of another is often a time for reflection. It's also a period when weight loss companies spend most of their advertising dollars. Alicia Holmquist says that's no coincidence.
The top two goals that people set are around improving their fitness or losing weight. And the entire health and wellness industry particularly prey on people's insecurities at this time of year and people's willingness to want to make a change.
Ms. Holmquist is a qualified dietitian and co-founder of Whirl, a mental well-being app that uses food to improve young women's mood. She says the multi-billion dollar diet industry weaponizes the guilt and shame many people experience after the festive period to encourage them to lose weight at all costs.
Even though they say you'll feel better, you'll look better, all of these promises that they make, we know from the science that following these things actually leads to things like body dissatisfaction, things like poor self-esteem, low self-confidence, because all we then know is, oh, if I live in a smaller body, I'm going to be more confident. And that is just simply untrue. And it also leads to things like disordered eating behaviours. So they teach us, they are literally teaching us how to cut foods out of our diet, how to demonise foods and label them as good or bad or putting moral value on foods.
Dr. Fiona Willer is an advanced accredited practicing dietitian and lecturer at Queensland University of Technology. She says given the variety of factors that influence a person's size, it isn't a reliable indicator of their physical health.
At any body weight, a whole heap of people are well and a whole heap of other people are quite unwell. That's not the same as health at all. But it does take a long time to peel back those conditioned layers of both intellectual understanding of health and weight and also the, you know, personal experience of having a body and what that's meant in relationships and what it's meant in community and what it's meant in our work lives and all of those kind of things.
While people typically lose 5 to 10% of their starting weight within the first 6 months of a diet, studies show the vast majority of them regain it all, and sometimes more, within 2 to 5 years. That can cause them to get trapped into a cycle of dieting, which in turn can result in metabolic changes. Dr. Willer says that's because human bodies perceive a decrease in energy and nutrients as a threat to their survival.
When somebody comes to me and we start to do this kind of work together, we talk about times that they have tried to lose weight in the past and what's happened with them, and then talk about, you know, what the scientific research says as well. And when they discover that their story is actually entirely predictable based on what we know of other humans, there's often this kind of light bulb moment. Oh, it's not me that's a failure. It's that my body's actually working as it works, you know, metabolism is functioning properly. The body does not like not having enough energy and nutrients to go around. It will protect its largest, basically its largest adult body size is what it says is mine, and it will protect that at all costs.
Louise Adams is a clinical psychologist and the founder of Untrapped, an online community for people with eating and body weight concerns.
We've tried all kinds of diets. They don't work. They still don't work, no matter what they're telling us. Drugs and surgery are really unnecessary and quite dangerous. The elephant in the room here really is weight stigma and how much we really, as a country and as a society, we don't like largeness. And that needs to change.
It's this idea of moving from a weight-centric to weight-neutral approach of assessing and treating well-being concerns that underpins health at every size, or HAES. Ms. Adams says increasing numbers of medical health and fitness professionals in Australia have adopted the HAES approach.
For every single health condition, there is a weight-neutral way of approaching it. Weight loss is very rarely necessary. There are some examples of when weight is like a barrier to decent healthcare. So, for example, people who need a knee surgery might be told they need to lose weight in order to get that surgery. And HAES perceive that as weight-based discrimination in healthcare. And that's why, you know, we're building our organisation to push back against these ideas, because recommending something that doesn't work in order to get access to a fairly simple procedure that will greatly improve health, that just seems like really old-fashioned exclusionary tactics. And that's not okay.
She says evidence shows that destigmatising weight and encouraging diversity and inclusivity in all aspects of life is key to improving the physical and mental health of people in larger bodies.
If people feel represented and part of a society, their health indicators go way up. That's something we don't think about. If we believe we are a member of a hated group, and we internalise that hatred, that has a health impact. And this is what Haze is all about. It's recognising it's not the size of the human. It's how that human's being treated in the world that is the, you know, birthplace of all of these health problems. And if we really care about health, we need to address that and help people to belong.
Amy Hall, SBS News.